change his mind from skepticism to belief in reincarnation. He saw how it helped people. He recognized how his past life readings allowed individuals to gain a new perspective on themselves and on their challenges. No doubt a few people misunderstood and misused the theory. There are potential pitfalls to any hypothesis, and we'll examine some of them in a few moments. But by and large, Edgar Cayce observed the constructive capacity of the reincarnationist point of view. He saw people gain new hope in the face of difficulties. He noticed lives being transformed from confusion to understanding, from guilt to freedom. In the face of all this evidence, Edgar Cayce changed his mind about reincarnation and came to accept it. What understanding of reincarnation did he come to accept? Many definitions of reincarnation have been proposed over the centuries. The concept is not new and may in fact be as old as religious belief itself. Exactly what did the Cayce readings mean by reincarnation? The answer to this question has several parts. First, it is a law of human experience that directs our spiritual growth. Next, it is a theory of rebirth stating that upon death, almost everyone is not yet perfected as a spiritual being and is therefore given other lifetimes to continue growth and development. We always come back in human form, never as an animal. Cayce's theory goes on to say that no soul is damned forever because of its failings. But at the same time, Cayce states that every soul is responsible for what it has thought and felt and done. There are consequences to our choices. So, reincarnation, according to the Cayce readings, is a theory of rebirth that describes the development of something eternal within all of us. There are two sides of us, one superficial and temporary, the other more authentic and timeless. The first aspect we can call personality. It is built up within a single lifetime, but perishes upon the death of the physical body. The other side we can call individuality, the very identity of the soul. It resides in the depths of our being, and it is eternal. The individuality is not perfect yet, but it is the aspect of us that is capable of spiritual development. To take one example, let's consider Edgar Cayce himself. The man Cayce had a personality self. It was shaped by the times and situations in which he grew up. But living beneath that personality was an individuality, a spiritual being who had had many previous lifetimes. Cayce's individuality had experienced several extraordinary lifetimes of spiritual leadership and psychic development. But in some lifetimes, abilities were misused or selfish motives predominated. Many of the talents and abilities from those lifetimes, as well as the weaknesses and shortcomings, carried over and influenced the lifetime or incarnation, which began in 1877 as Edgar Cayce. From birth, his personality self began to develop. It was strongly shaped by the attitudes and practices of his parents, as well as the beliefs and values of late 19th century Kentucky, where he lived. As he grew up, some influences were felt from his individuality self. They took the form of certain interests and characteristics of his temperament with which he seemed to be born. Anyone who has watched a child grow up from infancy has observed this. Some individual characteristics seem to be inborn rather than learned. Throughout his 67-year lifetime as Edgar Cayce, he knew himself primarily as his personality self. He had likes and dislikes along with various habit patterns, many of them good, but he also had faults. Like almost everyone, Edgar Cayce had occasional experiences of something deeper within himself, his individuality. Those moments probably came when he prayed and meditated, when he was alone in nature, or when he performed a selfless act of love for someone. In this way, Cayce was like any of us. He had a personality self that was felt almost constantly, and he had an individuality self that was usually beyond conscious awareness. What made Edgar Cayce famous was that twice a day as an adult, he went into a trance state, allowing his individuality self to give a psychic reading. When Edgar Casey died in 1945, his personality self died too. But the lessons that had been learned and absorbed by his soul lived on. At a later time, this individuality self will incarnate again. Perhaps as a man, perhaps as a woman. Maybe in America, maybe in another country. In the next incarnation, this soul may once again have an innate psychic talent. On the other hand, a very different kind of experience may be needed for further soul development, and no special psychic ability may be present. The same kind of process goes on within you. There are two sides of yourself. One is conscious to you. It is your familiar personality self. The other side is just as real, maybe even more real, but you experience it much less frequently. It is your individuality self, the part of you that is timeless and that reincarnates. Let's take a moment to experience just how valid this two-part distinction from the